So, as I was trying to set up this whole podcast thing, I thought of one of the best fucking ridiculous stories that have ever happened to me. And I mean fucking ridiculous, right? Okay, so, I am, I guess, plus size? I don't know. I got a little chub. I ain't the fattest, I ain't the skinniest, whatever, but super self-conscious. And I fucking hate shaving, okay? Like, I am half Spanish, Italian, and Polish, and I am fair skin, dark hair, and way too much hair. So I was like, fuck it, I'll go get my legs waxed. And I'm like, well, fuck. I'm a broke college student. Where do I go to do this shit, right? So I'm like Googling. I'm like, the local beauty school. Like, it's fine. Like, they're just going to fucking wax my legs. Like, their teachers are there. It's cool. I can do this, right? So I call to set up an appointment and they're like, for less amount of money, you could have the whole beach, some fucking weird ass salon name. Which is basically, like, legs and bikini wax. And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. Like, I'll fucking do it, right? Never had a bikini wax. Whatever. So, then I set the appointment, and I have anxiety, all right? So, I'm super anxious, and I'm, like, Googling, like, oh, fuck, can fat girls, like, get a bikini wax? Like, what do you have to do? Like, are you sure that fat girls can get a bikini wax, Google? Like, tell me these things. All right, fine, whatever. So then I go to this beauty school, right? In high school, like after high school, you know, like 10 years ago, I had a friend that went to this beauty school, and that's how I remembered it, right? Like, you always had a teacher. It was great. I think it was an earlier, like maybe 9 a.m., like it wasn't too early of an appointment. So I go, and like upstairs is their like spa esthetician stuff. And my esthetician walks out, or who is going to be my esthetician, with, like, crooked-ass weave, like, fucking extension falling out of her hair. Like, you can tell she, like, rolled out of bed after fucking drinking last night. Something. With a fucking... It was pretty sweet. But the combination, a snake tattoo starting from her shoulder, wrapping around her neck and going across her face, like to her nose, like all over her cheek. And I'm like, what the fuck did I get myself into? And I totally should have ran then, but I panicked. So snake lady comes and is like, here, these, what looks like a fucking like netting. It was weird. You know, ladies, I'm sure you've seen them. Like, where are these? I'm like, I can't fucking fit in these. And it's like, oh, it's stretchy. It's just basically a thong with, like, a triangle. I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, so then I put on the robe. And then they, okay, come this way. Motherfucker brought me to a room with about, like, 8 massage tables and... Mine had these janky ass room dividers from like waist down, and it's the one closest to the door. And I was like, well, fuck it. I already committed to this shit. So I was like, can you put some sheets up or something? Like, did not realize while this was happening, my fucking hairy like legs and fucking bikini area, because. And at the time, what's your bikini area? Like, come on. I learned. You will soon learn. So I'm just like, dude, I gotta do it. Like, fuck it. I'm in this. So then I have to somehow, my fat ass, climb up on this table that would be waist high for, like, I guess an average-sized person. And I'm not super tall here. So that was embarrassing enough because I'm, like, in a robe that also was made for, like, a 5'10 tiny thing, right? Okay, so finally after that, I get on the table and, like, I make them adjust everything because, like, everybody walking in could just, like, fucking see my hoo-ha. Like, no way. So then they're like, do you mind, the snake lady, do you mind if someone else comes and helps? It'll go a lot quicker because it's going to take us a while anyway. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I got, like, super self-conscious. Like, it's because they, like, saw my, like, fucking, like, yeti hair on my legs or something. Which, okay, like, this was not even the longest I have let it go, right? And I was like, yeah, sure. How long do you think it's going to take? They're like, a couple of hours. I'm like, what? A couple of hours to fucking just, like, throw some wax on? Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm 5'4", so my ankle to my bikini area ain't really fucking long. But at this point, I had already committed. I had already committed to this shit, right? So, the other girl comes, and they have these, like, broken, like, popsicle sticks, you know, that they use. And they're, like, literally, like, broken in half. So, like, the edge they're holding has, like, sharp stuff. So, they have to dip this, like, thing that's gonna hold, like, no wax, right? Put it on the leg, put a tiny strip, and rip it off. And then they have to throw away the stick because the school or whatever, like, for the hygiene purposes, instead of having, like, fucking crock pot liners, because that's all that fucking wax warmer is, like, a crock pot, like, they fucking exist, like, instead of doing something like that, you make them use these tiny little things, which would be bad enough, but then, since I'm on, like, the end table, one girl is, like, pinned in, and, like, so is the other one, and they're trying, like, with the fucking room divider sheet, everyone can see my fucking hoo-ha thing, move around, so it takes them, like, a minute, and I'm like, holy fucking shit. Instead of, like, positioning, which they couldn't because they were in this fucking shared room. Mind you, I'm hearing people getting massages and, like, all the gossip and all this shit. So at least the, like, fucking 3 hours I was there went by quick. So they're getting legs. Okay. They get to my thighs. Okay. Now it's time for bikini area. Like, all right, whatever. I'm guessing don't hurt that bad. Like, it was fine. And I'm sure they weren't doing it the best either. So then it's like, all right, time for the hoo-ha area. Okay, well, like, I have to spread my legs and hold a towel over, like, my private area. So this whole time, which is probably, like, this is about, like, 2 hours in, like, no fucking joke. It was horrible. But it's not those girls' fault. You know what I mean? So then, fucking, right as I'm, like, getting ready to spread my hoo-ha, the bed next to me has been empty, right? Whoever, whatever student is there. She, all of a sudden, brings in this gigantic man. And I don't mean fat. I mean, like, big, right? This gigantic man. Okay, and then brings him on the table next to me. Now, mind you, these dividers that are for my hoo-ha protection are only from my waist down, okay? So, like, this guy could lean over at any point and see my, like, mostly naked body in weird, weird positions. So I, like, made them wait, and they had to, like, move the thing a little. I'm like, that's not going to help, but thanks for trying, snake lady, like, whatever. And so then the guy lays back, and thankfully, like, he closed his eyes, because I'm like, oh, lay him face forward, like, he's going to get a back massage. No, he got a fucking facial. So he had to have his eyes closed, but still, like, uncomfortable the whole time, right? So then I don't know what they did at this point to my fucking bikini line. All right. Like, I was just like, stop. Like, I literally told them, I was like, this is way too long, like, don't even, like, you're good. Like, I don't even care if it's patchy. I don't give a shit. Like, we're done, okay? Like, I can't sit here. And then they're like, okay, well, we have to tweeze you really quick. And I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, like, there's a lot of hairs the waxing doesn't get. And I'm like, what? That makes no fucking sense. I didn't sign up to get my legs tweezed. Like, you did a fucking shitty job then, because your fucking snake face weave falling out, still drunk, reeks, like, self. Reeks of, like, cigarettes and, like, kind of boozy. Not, like, at least not BO. At least. You know, it's like, no! Like, are you fucking kidding me? So, I'm like, fine. Like, just let me cover myself up. Like, just do the legs, you know? Like, at this point, like, fuck. I'm still all in this. I'm still all in this fucking ridiculous situation. So, then, they're tweezing, and it's, like, fucking, like, as I mentioned, like, so much hair still. And I'm like, okay. And I don't know if they need glasses or what, but they have, like, the sharp little tweezers, and they're fucking missing, and fucking, tweezing is the worst. I fucking hate tweezing. So, I just was like, okay, no, we're done. Like, get my clothes. I want to get out of here. Like, and then I laid into it on, like, the little review. I'm like, I said Snake Lady was nice. And whoever the other lady was, I don't know. But, like, if I had not realized that other customers were going to come in, like, no. It was horrible. So, I ended up going home trying to wash wax out of my hoo-ha hair with fucking patchy-ass bikini line I had to fix. And then, like, literally a, like, 3-inch base isosceles triangle, or, you know, the two even sides and then the base, right, of fucking hair still on my leg. And I'm like, what the fuck? But I will tell you, the parts that were waxed, it took a long-ass time to come in. Because normally I shave my legs in the morning, and if I want some at night, like, I gotta shave my legs again before if I want to be super sexy. You know. But now we've been married, I don't do that shit anymore. But, like, I'm just saying. And then my skin's so pale, like, you can see, like, the follicle as it, like, grows. Oh, it's horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible. So, I've always wanted to still wax my legs, but maybe just not go to a Snake Lady. And the moral of your story is, when you are doing something that you're slightly uncomfortable with, but willing to do because you're fucking lazy and hate shaving, do better research. And when your esthetician walks in, has crazy weave, a huge snake tattoo, reeks of cigarettes and, like, booze, and gives you, like, this tiny robe and, like, this awkward thing, you turn around. You take that as a sign and you go. I should not have been passive. I was too passive. I was like, oh, I committed. Fuck it. Let me do this. No. Which also leads into a life lesson with Miss Me. We do this in class all the time. So life lesson. Don't be a pushover. And speak up when you're uncomfortable. And don't trust people with huge, giant snake tattoos and falling off weed with clumps of weave. Weave. Sorry, can't pronounce. W-E-A-V-E, fake hair, falling out, just, and that snake tattoo. God, if you were gonna get a snake tattoo on your fucking face, at least, like, please, get a high quality one. Anyway, just don't do it. But, maybe I'll just try and wax my legs at home. I don't know. But yeah, life lesson. stick up for yourself. Self-advocate. And don't conform to societal norms. Because that's what I was trying to do. And, yeah. But I still sometimes like smooth legs. It's just, like, weird. Okay, so now you've heard that story. Next podcast will be my interpretation on societal norms and how I'm affected by them.